As usual, he was just running around looking for people to hit. Not in a dirty way that might get somebody on the other team hurt or get himself hurt. Tommy Gallagher wasn't that type of football player. That wasn't him. More importantly, that wasn't how his dad had taught him to play the game. Always remember that cheap shots are called that for a reason, Patrick Gallagher reminded Tommy before the season started, as if Tommy needed reminding. You throw one of those, you're the one who ends up looking cheap. You don't lay out a guy who's defenseless. You don't take out a guy's knees, and you never go looking to put your hat on the other guy's. That was what Patrick Gallagher called helmets. Hats. Lead with my shoulder, Tommy said. And your great big oversized heart, his dad said. Tommy was leading with both today. His official position with the Brighton Bears was strong safety. But his dad said that he was really what they used to call a monster back in his day, just like the retired Pittsburgh Steeler Troy Polamalu, the great defender known for his big plays and big head of hair. Tommy played like him, which meant he was a safety and linebacker and baseball center fielder all at once. And a hitter. Tommy's coach, John Fisher, liked to tell people, Tommy Gallagher's real position is wherever the football happens to be at a given moment. Patrick Gallagher put it another way. He said Tommy found the fastest route to the ball the way the GPS in your car found you the fastest way home. Tommy had been doing that all morning against the Alston Jaguars. Playing in the Bears' second game of the season, he'd been racking up stats and hits. He'd already intercepted his first pass of the year. He'd forced two fumbles, recovering one himself. He'd broken up pass play after pass play and had absolutely shut down the Jaguars' running game, even beating defensive linemen and linebackers to the ball all the way from the secondary. And that was no easy thing considering the Bears' middle linebacker, Rob Greco, known as Greck, the way the Patriots' tight end Rob Gronkowski was known as Gronk, was a heat-seeking missile on a football field. But Tommy was having that kind of day, flying around the field from the moment the ball had been kicked off. Now it was 3rd and 10 from midfield, and when he looked over at Coach John Fisher on the sideline, Tommy was happy to see him signal for a blitz. For Tommy, there was nothing more fun in football than getting to the quarterback. He timed the snap count perfectly, blew past the Jags' left offensive tackle, then shoved the running back trying to block him out of the way. Now he had a clear path to the Jags' quarterback, Ryan Combs. Ryan was looking to his right as he started to set himself to throw, locked in on his receiver. He had no idea that Tommy, coming from his blind side, had a clear shot at him. But Tommy didn't take the shot, because Ryan was defenseless in that moment. That would have been the definition of a cheap shot. Instead, Tommy wrapped Ryan up in a bear hug, then put him down on the ground. It was a full sack, but only half a hit from Tommy Gallagher, though his teammates said that even half a hit from him was bad enough. When the play was over, Tommy reached down and helped Ryan, a good guy he knew from summer camp, get back up on his feet. Are you sure you're not lining up in our backfield? Ryan said after he handed the ball to the ref. That would take all the fun out of it. I'm sorry, Ryan said. This is fun? Tommy grinned. For me it is. Is there any chance you could dial down the fun factor a little bit? Well, I could, Tommy said, but I'd have to find another sport. Ryan tipped his helmet back so Tommy could see he was grinning too. I'm willing to help you with that, he said. The Jags' punt team was coming onto the field. Ryan jogged toward his bench while Greck and Tommy ran toward their own. Dude, I can't believe you beat me to the quarterback again, Greck said. You are totally on fire today. As soon as he said it, Greck realized his mistake. Everybody on the team knew that Tommy didn't like anybody using that word around him. Fire. Patrick Gallagher, Tommy's dad, was a Boston fireman, one of Boston's bravest. Tommy knew that fire was part of his dad's job. No, it was his job. But that didn't mean he had to like it. He loved the idea that his dad sometimes saved lives. He understood the risks his dad had to take. Even though Patrick Gallagher liked to joke he was in more danger turning on the grill in the backyard than he was on the job. As much as his dad joked around, though, Tommy knew his dad put his life on the line every day on the job. So Tommy still didn't want to be talking about fire when he was playing football, or thinking about it. "Sorry," Greg said. "Hey, no worries," Tommy said, slapping Greg on the shoulder pads. Even at 12, Tommy understood that his dad put his life in danger for the job. He knew what a difference his dad made in people's lives. As important as football was to Tommy and his dad, though, he would never treat football like a life-or-death situation. "All I'm trying to do," Tommy thought, "is make plays, win football games, and have fun doing it.